Maggie Q is back on the small screen in a new show, sure to keep viewers on the edge of their seats. Nice to chat with you today.
Nice to chat with you.
So this show's subject matter can be a little dark, but your character really wants to help. So tell me about her.
Yeah, she does. And she's the head of this unit. And, you know, you see a determination and a real devotion to what she does. And we'll be revealing it within the first season about when she was a victim and what happened to her and why she is so dedicated to this job.
I run TAU, the Threat Assessment Unit of the LAPD. We are responsible for all stalking cases and threats to individuals, as well as politicians and city employees.
One thing that you notice immediately if you watch any of the show is your chemistry with your co-star, Dylan McDermott.
Thank you.
Did that just spark instantaneously when you met him?
Well, we like to say they put it in post. It's expensive, but they think we're worth it.
Worth the money, yeah.
You know, I think it's funny. It's like, it's almost like you can't really learn that. You can't really force that. And with Dylan, it was just instant. It was from second one where we took care of each other right away. We cared about each other right away. And we worked well together. And that's rare. I mean, I'm telling you, it doesn't happen all the time.
Now, you started the show coming off four seasons of Nikita. So were you sort of looking to do another TV show after that?
No. It was the last thing, by the way, I was looking for.
Yeah.
I actually said the word never. I said, I'm never doing that again, which is a huge mistake. You know, never say never. The minute you do. But, you know, what a great problem to have. You know, Warner Brothers, 6 months after my show was done, said, you know, we've got this thing, and we've got Dylan McDermott, and we've got you, and, like, what do you think? And the formula just seemed right. You know, you never plan these things. You know, I never planned on being on Nikita. That was the first time I ever did television. And I fell in love with it. And, you know, I'm so blessed to be in this position at all.
So many of your roles are described as badass. That's like the one word that keeps popping up when I'm reading
really?
About you. So do you feel that way in your real life?
Not even remotely. I'm a real lover. I mean, I'm a vegetarian, like modern hippie animal rights person. I mean, I don't really, you know what I mean? I don't do martial arts on my free time. I don't do any of that.
That stays at work.
So it's just kind of a fun juxtapositioning of who I am and what I play.
Yeah. Now, one role you had that actually didn't really involve much physicality was in Divergent. Does your character get to do some of the fun stuff in Insurgent, the sequel?
I do some cool sort of parkour stuff in Insurgent, which is, you know, very physical, but no fighting. And that was really fun. I love wire work. I love working with the stunt teams. So, yeah, it does get more physical in the second one. You're right.
Yeah. Now, you've wrapped shooting the sequel, and it doesn't come out until March 15th of next year.
Right.
So how do you sort of manage the anticipation before that comes out?
You kind of let it go for a period, especially being busy on the show. I'm focused on one thing. And then, you know, my publicist and I were just talking about, like, well, we got to get you released for the dates where we premiere the movie. And I thought, well, yeah, I'm still going to be working on this. So it's really funny when you let go of something and then have to come back and revisit it in your head.
Yeah, it's like a balancing act.
It totally is.
You got a lot going on. Mm-hmm. All good things.
Yeah, all good things. All good
Thanks for chatting. Congrats on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You can see more of Maggie when her show airs Wednesdays at 10/9 Central on CBS.